more turn. Let's see, this would be my...
Your lips?
Yeah, and these are around my... Not my mustache.
Your mustache?
My wife says she doesn't care if I raise it again, so...
Your mouth.
Mouth.
Your mouth.
And inside my mouth, this is a...
Well, those are your teeth, unless you have a dental plate.
And one of them is a...
Tooth?
Mm-hmm. And these fit into my...
Gums?
Mm-hmm. On my hand, this is my...
Your palm.
And these are...
Your fists.
And in my wrist, where it will bend, there's a...
It's a joint.
Mm-hmm. This is my...
Chest.
These are my...
Shoulders.
And this part of my leg through here.
That's your hip.
Mm-hmm. If a man can lift 200 pounds, you'd say he was...
Well, I'd say he's strong.
Mm-hmm. He had a lot of...
Muscle.
Mm-hmm. Or strength.
Get up and go. Get up and go. Muscle.
Yeah, he's strong, he has a lot of muscle, and has great...
Power. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I'd say get up and go. Being real nice.
Then what would you
then
say?
Then I'd say power.
Power. Would you ever say strength?
I don't think so.
What would this apply to? A rope or something like that?
Well, if I was talking about something being strong, it would be a rope or a tree, the wind.
Uh-huh.
Something with just a whole lot of power.
Well, I was thinking more of the term strength. Where would you use that? Mustard?
Mm.
Horseradish?
No, that's strong. That's plain strong.
Cloth. This ability to resist tearing.
No, I'd say strong.
It's still strong.
Mm-hmm.
Horses.
Well, they're strong.
They're strong. They have great...
Power.
Power. She's going to get power in there now. If a person laughs a good deal and doesn't get angry, takes a joke well, you'd say he's...
Why, I call that type of person a very happy-go-lucky.
Mm-hmm. Has a sense of...
Humor.
Mm-hmm. And a person who bumps into things and stumbles them out, you'd say is... Oh, a teenager, perhaps. Teenage boy.
Oh, they're just as awkward as an old cow.
And a person who never spends a nickel?
Oh, they're a tightwad.
How about a person who's, say 95, goes downtown every day, takes care of his own business, takes care of his own house?
Well, he's just a wonderful old person.
Any particular term that would describe him? And his ability to do this?
Well, to me, I'd just say, well, he is a remarkable person. And I am amazed.
I know a woman who's 93. I talked to her, I'll say her. She's certainly that way. Would you ever use the term spry for such a person?
Mm-hmm. I do. He sure is a spry old codger.
How about someone who's still has a good mind?